is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' Free Message, A Process of Self-Discovery, July 3rd, 2024. Enjoy.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing once more to have this opportunity to share with you, dear friends. We want you to recognize the opportunity that you have right in front of you at this time. Now, many of you, of course, are sensing the transition, the changing times that you are in. Many of you, of course, are responding with fear, with shock, with sadness even, as to how it would appear that society is changing, how it would appear that many are believing and feeling and thinking. This is the chance for each and every one of you to clearly decide, not just think about it, but to decide, how do I choose to think? How do I choose to feel and respond to the changing times? Yes, at times it can be frightening and stressful, but will you open more and more to the spirit within you? Will you start to discover the power that is there waiting for you to act upon it, so that you are not struggling against the systems that aren't even real, so that you are not allowing, yes, the voices in your head, as we have discussed with you in the past, you are not allowing, yes, the contortion of beliefs. You are not allowing the energies of those who would want to control and manipulate you to affect you. Instead, you are opening to the vastness of your spirit. You are starting to realize more than ever, because of the changing energies that you find yourself in, that you can now create a different life, not just for yourself, of course, but for others around you. It is a time to unite. It is a time to think deeply about what you believe in, about what you treasure, about what you desire in your life. For if you focus more on that, of course you will get that. If you allow yourself to shake in your boots, to be scared of what others try to do, then you will never be able to create peace in your life or on earth. So now is an exciting time. It is a time where you can truly allow a process to unfold in your own life, where you are becoming more and more clear as to who you are, the resources that are available to you. Now, you haven't learned these in school, dear friends. No, this is something that your spirit is gently opening you to and helping you see, yes, there's so much more for you to discover about the powers within you. We've discussed these superpowers, and truly, dear friends, you may consider them to be extraordinary or superpowers, but truly, they are a natural part of your being. And more, we want you to see them like that. That, yes, I can manifest whatever I want. Yes, indeed, I can choose how I feel. We don't want you allowing others to affect you so deeply. Now, so many of you are in a mindset that you think life is terrible. Life is a struggle. Life is something to fear. If you continue to hold on to that, you will magnify the energies that many on the planet are wanting you indeed to experience. And that way they will have more of an opportunity to affect you, to control you, to manipulate you, to do what they want you to do, so they will find their power. And their power, we do not believe, is always in right action. So you must become much more discerning in your energies, first within yourself. What am I feeling? What do I want? Am I allowing anger to be one of the dominant forces in my life? Am I allowing fear to overcome the goodness within me, the faith, the trust that I've worked hard indeed to be able to create? And if you are, of course, at any given moment, you can choose, you can decide and say, I wish to live in peace. I wish to believe that there's good in the world. I choose to believe that there are others like me who will want to indeed care about others, who will want to create harmony and peace on the planet. But again, as we have always indeed encouraged you to do, start with yourself. Be clear of who you are, open to the discovery that your soul is indeed inviting you to have. It is always a process of unfolding within yourself. It is always a grand opportunity to see, who are you? What is your true essence? What is the real you? Not the reality, not the personality, not indeed things that are based on your socioeconomic status or your gender or your religion or the color of your skin. Now, those things are superficial. They are not real. You can get down more to the core of your being and to look and say, I am a spirit. I am a powerful being capable of creating wondrous things in this lifetime. Ask your soul to help you remember, what were those intentions for this life? What did you want to discover that would help not only you, but others around you? How will you choose, even moment to moment, day by day? What will you give your attention to? For that is how your energy will flow, not only for your own growth, your own manifestation, what you will create, but for others who will indeed be affected by who you are, what you represent, what you say, what you think, what you do. Recognize that all of you are in this boat together. Will you indeed row in different directions? Will you and then create a standstill? Will you allow the forces, yes, we'll call them evil, even though they are simply just misguided. They are not allowing the God consciousness within them to truly guide them. They are allowing the ego, the greed, the need for power, the insecurity within them to flow through them, forcing them to indeed take a route that is not in right action, that is not beneficial for all. You do not need to follow those energies. We want you to flow down a river that is pure, that is open to all, that benefits all, not just the few. This has always been your choice. So many of you have become caught up in the energies of fear, of anger, and have allowed, yes, the emotions to take you down at times a path that is not pleasing to yourself, that is not helpful, that is even making you at times ill or making you anxious, depressed. Why do you think there's such a prevalence of depression on the planet right now? The confusion is indeed starting to pile up in people's consciousness. They do not know who to believe, what to think, how to act anymore. We haven't been able to fully remind each of you, dear souls, the power within you that will allow you to wake up to the truth, that will allow you to feel that energy that flows through you. But each of you that listen to our words, you have that chance. First for yourself, then to share that message with others, to remind each other, to support each other, that all is not lost. This is just a changing of the guard, so to speak, where all of you are seeing, yes, the very necessary process of change. Now, at times it's not pretty. At times, yes, indeed, it can be frightening. Will you give in to the appearances? Or will you say, no, we are the creators. You are creator in your own life, and all that you create will impact others, will impact the energy surrounding you. Your success will become other success. Your ability to trust in your own energies will become, yes, more and more the energies of others to trust in themselves. Talk more among you. Support each other. Remind each other that we don't need to give in to fear and division and to, yes, turning your back and your brothers and sisters. If there are those in your world who are hurting, who are homeless, who are hungry, who are ill, and you are going along with that, saying that's all right, well, indeed, all will indeed be depleted of their power, their energy, their grace. You are here to take care of each other. There's more than enough money, more than enough resources and food to go around. It is only some that are saying, we want to hog it all for ourselves and deprive it of others. And we haven't even talked about free will and choice, dear friends. No, it is the right of every sovereign entity in the universe to be able to choose their path. Now, in a civilized society, if indeed we can call it that at this point, you will recognize that there cannot be bedlam, there cannot be chaos, there cannot be selfish attitudes that says, I can do whatever I want, including hurting other people, and think that it is all right. It is not. You are here to work together. You are here to make sure that you are creating a world of grace, of wealth for all, not just for some. Then all shall rise in the consciousness. All shall start to realize their power and realize indeed that you are here to change not only yourselves, but the world that you find yourself in. It is a community project in so many ways. So as you discover yourself, you start to discover the connections that you have with others. Do not allow the energies of corruption, of deception, of control and manipulation to have power over you. Recognize the truth, the goodness within you, and you will not only fare better and survive in this planet, but you will also start to thrive. You will also start to recognize the blessings that have always been there, not in the outer world, but within you. And then you can allow them to flower. You can allow them indeed to blossom into the outer world where all can benefit indeed. We do love you. Give yourself the time, the patience, the grace, the inner focus to be part of this process of self-discovery and see, yes, the power to choose the reality that you wish to be part of. God bless you indeed.